796, adopt a new comprehensive financial management policy, FIN 2.17, payment card industry compliance.
Good morning, Ms. Cooper.
Good morning, everyone, Mayor and Commissioners. So the city has a set of comprehensive financial management policies in place, and we are talking about the addition of a new one, FIN 217. As you may recall, the city is a large acceptor of credit cards for payment for services that we render, and we spent most of 2015, calendar year 2015, working very hard to become compliant with the payment card industry security standards. Now that the city is compliant, this policy, FIN 217, states our intent to remain so and what the minimum security standards are that we will hold ourselves accountable to. It goes through some definitional terms. It explains that PCI compliance is incredibly comprehensive. It talks about services, devices, software, everything that is involved in the process of accepting cards for payment. After the definitions, it recognizes that there are many groups in the city that coordinate to protect the city's PCI compliance, particularly when third-party vendors are used. The technology group and procurement services is essential to work on the contracts. Treasury and BTS, particularly the information security group, are critical in reviewing all RFPs and contracts in their development and prior to their presentation to you. That bureaus need to work with their vendors to have on file attestations of compliance from those vendors that we keep on file for the term that they are working for us. And that in the event any third party is in breach of contract because they are not compliant, that the Bureau is required to work with Treasury and BTS to implement remediation plans that can escalate up to termination of that vendor relationship. This goes back to the concept that PCI compliance is for the city as a whole. We are only as strong as the weakest link, and so every link needs to be compliant. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Jennifer, first of all, congratulations to you and everyone who worked on PCI compliance. You could write a chapter in the history of the city about how complicated that was, how difficult it was to meet the deadline. And along the way, of course, we had to inconvenience a lot of people. And we constantly get emails from people at the Water Bureau lamenting the fact that we had to discontinue auto pay during this transition. And we'll have some good news for them this summer. But it was just an unbelievably complex process, which leads to my question. This was a very much top-down driven process on PCI compliance. And you and Fred and others and went bureau by bureau, made sure we were in compliance, and you met the deadline. To what extent does this now decentralize the compliance piece going forward, or is there still someone at the top of the food chain riding herd on all the bureaus to make sure that we're, well, you raised your hand.
It would be her.
I just want to make sure, to what extent are you asking us to be tracking this, and to what extent are you going to continue to track it and then let us know when problems arise?
So I actually think of PCI compliance as a bottom-up rather than a top-down. The discussion of the requirement was top down, but the building blocks to make us compliant start at the bottom level and work their way up. Every building block that we add to the city's payment infrastructure needs to be compliant, so they all contribute to the larger picture. At the end of the day, any new functionality that gets added to the city's payment infrastructure has to be approved by Treasury. It also has to be vetted by information
security. Let's use
security.
An example. Mm-hmm. Kathy Cook at Water decides to add an enhancement to the system,
right,
but it triggers this particular requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my guess is she would automatically reach out to Treasury and OMF and say, let's talk about this.
There's actually FIN 210, which talks about electronic payments. This is FIN 217. FIN 210 talks about electronic payments,
And we're all familiar with FIN 210. Okay, you don't have to patronize it.
It discusses.
Obik has forgotten more about FIN 210 than you know.
But, okay. It discusses electronic payments and states that additions to anything that adds to the city's payment infrastructure needs to get approved by parts of OMF.
So the only thing I guess I just want to be clear about is that there are sufficient eyes on this that, I mean, yes, I will say to my bureau directors, mm-hmm. you know, here's this document, we have to be compliant. Mm-hmm. And but there's lots of bureaus, and this is a notoriously difficult form of government to corral everybody.
Right.
I just want to make sure the same outstanding systems were in place that got us to this point mm-hmm. for the next phase, mm-hmm. and that it isn't just incumbent on us to be asking our bureau directors.
I think most people these days recognize PCI. They might not be able to tell you exactly what it means or what it requires, but there is certainly a heightened awareness and sensitivity throughout the city about the need to be compliant and what the repercussions of not being so might be, including fines or being told that we couldn't accept cards anymore.
And what are the biggest users are PBOT, the utilities?
PBOT is by far, because of the parking meter system.
PBOT's number one.
And I haven't ranked them because they're all our favorite children.
Right.
But I would...
Volume,
I would say water and parks.
Yeah. Those are the big three.
Yeah.
Okay, other questions? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then let's take a vote to adopt the resolution, please.
Kaufman. Thank you very much. Aye.
Novick.
Great work. Aye.
Fritz.
I shall live in fear of the treasurer showing up in my office saying, "You're the weakest link." Aye.
I just want to state for the record, I was a big Jennifer Cooperman fan before I learned that her daughter and my sister share the same name. Nice work on this. And again, you know, the PCI compliance, had it gone south, would have been a big story. The fact that you got us to the finish line through an unbelievably difficult multi-bureau exercise is really remarkable, and thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, anybody who just checked in on this discussion today would think this was easy. Aye. okay, let's move.